Welcome to another super exciting episode of Critical Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Rick the Rizzo, along with my co-host,
The MIG One. And this is a critical look at all things TV, movies, gaming, upcoming creators, and whatever the hell we free like talking about. So buckle up and grab the old poop bar and enjoy the ride.
Did you just say poop?
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Critical Thinking Podcast. It's your host, Rick the Rizzo, here by himself again. And the MIG one couldn't make it over here, but he's going to come via phone call a little bit later because apparently he's going to go get food for his family. And then he'll be on with us in a little, you know, about 45 minutes or so. It depends on how far we get it. All the information I have for y'all for this week. I was trying to make it, excuse me, Lars, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm burping. I was trying to make it, you know, a good Memorial Day for everybody, you know, Memorial, good show for you on everything, but the way things are going out, and the MIG one kind of screwed me up on that one right there. And yeah, y'all can sit there and say all that shit too, because I don't give a damn, you know. He kind of fucked me up a little bit on it, so I'm like, god dang it, but I'll do what I can, you know. Like I said, everything, you know, I'm still gonna make it a good show for y'all, like I always do, you know. And he'll be back on. What else I was gonna say? I was a lot of, you know, like my whole weekend was pretty good. Everything. My body's a little aching because of the sun kicked my butt when I was doing the yard and everything. And got my own weed eater now and everything. And I had to weed eat a lot of places, a lot of corners and stuff around this house. And it kind of got me pretty ouch. Like, you know, I'm like, damn, you know. And I shit. Even my girl was like telling me like, you just passed out. I said, yeah, I was freaking tired afterwards. I passed out hard that Monday night. Well, anyways, like I said, this is episode 249, ladies and gentlemen. Just letting y'all know, that is the episode we are on. And everything's going great. I take a little sip because I got to take a breath and everything. I'm eating some pizza at the same time as I'm talking to y'all like that. So sorry if y'all hear me going, nom, nom, nom. You know, because pizza's delicious. Anyways, sorry to talk with a mouthful. I don't know if he's going to bring any sports entertainment. All I know is that in the NBA Finals, we got the Celtics versus Golden State. That's the NBA Finals right there. I don't care whichever one wins or not, you know. He's probably going to go for the Celtics, but I think he wins because everybody's tired of Golden State. Astros are doing pretty good. Hopefully they'll keep a streak going again. I don't know too much on WWE, but I know in AEW, I know CM Punk is the champ over there. And like I said, sports sections real quick, you know? And like I said, back at work, everything's all going good and everything. We have some little movie reviews for y'all and everything. We'll see what movies he watched out of our list of movies that we wanted to do. But I know this weekend I went and saw Maverick. I'll give you that review a little bit later. Sorry. Just chewing and chewing. But anyways. So, we saw Maverick. Me and my girlfriend went and saw Maverick. Maverick was really good. I'm going to give you that review a little bit later. I think he went to see it too. He enjoyed it as well. And then now, other movie reviews, I'll pull up some other movies that we watched for the thing. And, you know, we always give a moment of silence for all our veterans that have passed, which is what Memorial Day is respected for, you know, to honor the ones that have fallen for us from the past and in the present, dying for our country. So, at a little moment, we'll give her a vote of silence right now. Alrighty. I guess while we're waiting on the MIG one to show up, I have a lot of news. I mean, there was so much news I posted. If you are part of our Critical Thinking Podcast group page. I do recommend joining up on there because I put all the stuff up for like news and stuff, everything that I find interesting for the podcast and that I do announce on the show and everything. So I have everything on there, all the stuff that I find that interesting that I think would be going good. Even up to like collectibles and stuff like that. I try to find everything I can to put on there for everybody to look at it. And, you know, a lot of people do like what I post and everything like that. So I'm going to make one post some things on there too. But it's mainly me posting a lot of things on the group page. And also I do it on both the group page and our Facebook page. So, excuse me, join either one of those and you'll see a lot of things that I have on there for y'all. Excuse me again. All right, let me jump into the first everything. Hopefully I can understand my chicken scratch. All right, first thing I have on here, on Netflix. Like I said, they're jumping into anime, so I mean, I have news all over this thing for Netflix and everything. I just went as I went. I usually kind of group it in certain sections, but it's kind of be all over the place a little bit. Like I said, when they jump into anime, they did, if y'all remember, the game Tekken on PlayStation, and as far as I ever went was Tekken 7. I have that one on PS4, and, you know, I can still play it on my PS5, and it's pretty good and everything. Like I said, it's good, and the storyline is there, and they actually did an anime for it. It's called Tekken Bloodlines, and I think it's following Jin Kazama, and so, which is Kazuya, which is the other main character. It's his son, so I think it's following Jin and how he becomes a demon and everything. So that's coming to Netflix. It didn't give the date when it was coming, but it did have a trailer for it, so I recommend looking at the trailer. It actually looks pretty good. So I do recommend it. Like I said, I enjoy playing the games and everything on Tekken, so, and it's the one fighting game that has a really good storyline. I mean, Mortal Kombat has a really good one, but this one has a really, really good one too as well. My other favorite show that's also coming to Netflix, that is on Netflix, is the season 3 is going to come out this summer on June 22nd, actually this month. The Umbrella Academy season 3. I am so psyched for that because I love The Umbrella Academy. It's really good. I recommend all of y'all to check it out. Season 3, so hopefully this is, you know, spoilers. At the end of season 2, they end up going... They thought they went back into our normal time, but they went in like to a parallel universe. And it's not the Umbrella Academy, it's the Squirrel Academy or something like that. And it's everything's they're looking at themselves in a different way. So, like I said, it's going to be interesting on how they're going to try to fix the timeline and everything with them and everything. But like I said, it's really good. Each one has different powers of certain ways to do it. The kid that acts like he's the adult, because he went back in time and he had like an adult body that got shot to a younger kid because he's the one that does the time travel. So he's stuck in a little kid. He acts really good. He makes looks like a 32 or 42 year old man or whatever. You know, I forget how old he is, but he acts it pretty well. He's a good actor. Also coming on to CW this fall. For all y'all Supernatural fans out there, the Winchesters will be coming out this fall. So recommend, you know, if y'all are Supernatural fans, this is how they began. So when they were kids and it's following their dad, Negan, you know, or, you know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, we all call him Negan. But yeah, so it's going to come out in CW this fall. Disney Plus, like I said, we talked about Daredevil and everything. And yeah, it is confirmed. They're going to continue Daredevil from the Netflix series. It's going to be a continuation from where they left off. And they're working on the show now. So hopefully it's pretty good. Hopefully, like I said, everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. That's why they're you know glad Disney or Marvel got back in control of it. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Netflix did not do them wrong. So they're going to be on... It's going to be on Disney Plus, a continuation from what, you know, Netflix started. Kevin Feige, he also reveals that Secret Invasion series that's going to be coming on Disney Plus as well happens during the 5-year blip. So it's going to go back in time, like when after Thanos did the snap, that whole 5-year gap, that's where Secret Invasion is going to be. And that's It has to do with those mutating aliens and everything that was on there. I forget, the Kroll. And it has this one faction of the Kroll coming to Earth and trying to take over, you know. So, hopefully, that'll be a really good series coming out. And like I said, it's going to be the 5-year blip. Kind of like going back to Netflix. Like I said, I got it all over the place here. Squid Game Season 2 is going to be late 2023 when it comes out. Squid Game. So, if y'all love Squid Game Season 1, which I did, I loved it. It was a great show. You're going to love the Season 2. Hopefully, it'll be really good, just as good as the first one. And that is coming late 2023. Also, but going, like I said, back and forth. Going to Disney Plus here. If y'all remember Hocus Pocus, a lot of people are big, you know, followers and canon of Hocus Pocus. And Hocus Pocus 2 is going to be on Disney Plus on September 30th is when it's coming out. So everybody's ready for Hocus Pocus 2. So hopefully y'all be able to see them back. We did mention that Nova is coming to is going to be a movie. Which is the Nova Corps and everything. Nova is one of the ones. It does have a comic, and we always thought they show the Nova Corps, the whole Corps that the whole died and with the whole Thanos thing. But so they got a Nova movie coming, and it's going to be Richard Rider. Richard Rider, the character, that one that they're going to follow. Also, the Scarlet Witch is going to. It's in talks of having in a development. Excuse me. Well, that's still in talks. Of a solo movie, you know, because it did, you know, Doctor Strange 2 did so well at the movie theater that they're going to go ahead and they're working on a Scarlet Witch solo movie. And you got to think about it. The whole Marvel thing, if you don't see the body, they're not dead. So at the end of it, spoilers, you know, if, you know, you all think that Scarlet Witch may have died, but she... you know, just think about it. She didn't, because she destroyed the Darkhold there, but she destroyed the Darkhold in all the universes. So, yeah, she's still alive. So, that's probably going to be the solo. I bet you that's what's going to be the solo movies. Her going to destroy all the Darkholds, and she has to fight whoever has them. As y'all know, we have the whole Johnny and Amber Heard, you know, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. And we finally got our results today, because this is Wednesday that I'm recording this on, you know. We finally got the results, and the results are Johnny won. Johnny won a lot. He got a 15 mil out of it, which I think my girlfriend said is like 3/4 of less of what he was asking for. But he still got 15 mil from Amber. She none of her appeals and... suing Johnny for $100 million, none of it, you know, she did not win at all. So this is, you know, it's kind of good news, you know, because all domestic violence is not just towards women, it's also towards men. So now, you know, I'm not saying I'm pro-man or whatever, you know, I'm both ways, you know, I'm just domestic violence is wrong. But now, you know, you don't have to hide in the woodwork anymore as a man because everybody thinks, oh, the man can take it. So if they can sue us, we can sue them. It goes back and forth either way. I mean, I can probably get a lot of shit from this and everything. But all in all, he won his case. He cleared his name. You know, that's what he wanted. That's what he posted after they read the verdict, because he wasn't there. But he didn't have to be there. But they read the verdict, and he just said he wanted the truth out. And that's what he got. He got the truth out there, and he cleared his name. So hopefully his career should go back to normal and everything. But I know he said he doesn't want to work for Disney or I forgot, you know, all the ones that let him go right away, you know. So he was saying that, but, you know, who knows? Money talks, and he might still reprise it, and the fans might want him to come back as those. And I'm pretty sure he'll do it for his fans. I don't doubt it. But as we're talking about this, it's Amber Heard, she was fired from the WB as Mira. So I think they're really going to take her out of the movie. They're going to find out. I think they're going to pull her out of the movie. So like her parts, whatever, are not going to be in Aquaman 2. So that's why it's going to take a while for it to come out. Or they might replace her and superimpose, you know, I don't know how they might do it. They might replace her to put somebody else in there as it, which I hope they do. Emily Clark has been in the talks with all the fans because she does look the part. And her and Jason Momoa have better chemistry because from what I was reading about is that Amber Heard and Jason Momoa did not have a like really good chemistry at all. Didn't look like it was believable that they were in love, you know, at all. So hopefully this all works out and it goes great. And when they signed the whole petition and it was at 4.4 million signatures to fire her off of Aquaman 2. And it was only like one or I forgot how many, like one or 1 to 2% short of what it was, what its goal was. So I'm pretty sure, like I said, everybody wants her gone. Because that was a lot of BS if y'all watched the trial and everything. My girlfriend watched it religiously and she showed me all the stuff and everything. And yeah, honestly, even if she was lying on a lot of things, she can't act right at all. She didn't get her lines right and she screwed herself trying to lie about a lot of things. If you also go to our page, Blue Beetle, that movie, which if y'all watch Cobra Kai, the one is the Hispanic guy, I forget his name. His character name, but he's the one that's playing Blue Beetle, and actually, I'm loving it because they are actually going comic book accurate. I've seen him in the costume and the thing and everything, and he looks just like the Blue Beetle's supposed to look. So I'm just curious. I mean, the costume looks like it, so I'm just curious how the CG and how the suit is gonna work. So I mean, like I said, it looks good. I'm pretty good. Also, WB is Ben Affleck has been offered $30 million to come back as Batman again. Hopefully, Ben Affleck will take it. You know, I mean, that's a good chunk of change. It's not that he's replacing, Robert Pattinson as the Batman. That's that one. They're gonna do the trilogy or something. Like, I forgot. I think three movies with him, and he's gonna be the Batman. But I think they want Ben Affleck, they're offering him that much to come back so they can finish the Snyderverse and have that Justice League go at it. Because after they offer him, then they got to get Henry Cavill to come back as Superman. And I'm pretty sure Henry Cavill will because, you know, he's been wanting to do Man of Steel 2. Sadly, we lost another actor. He was out filming a movie in the Dominican Republic. We lost Ray Liotta. I forgot he was like 60-something years old. He passed away in his sleep. So I have no idea what was, you know, what he had or what it might have caused the death because I haven't read into it. I just know they said he passed away in his sleep. So let's give him a moment of silence just, you know, real quick. All right. Also, like I said, I got a lot of news. I think I'm about halfway through all of our news. Halfway, because I think I got another page here. All right. Ironheart series. That's going to be about all the Iron Man suits and what his daughter's going to do after he had died. And they call it Ironheart series. It's set to start filming on June 20th. Mandalorian Season 3 and Ahsoka season, those are going to be coming out in 2023. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Mandalorian 3. Looking forward to Ahsoka, because also in the Ahsoka series, they're having live action, you know, because it's a live action Ahsoka, but they're bringing the characters from a couple of the characters from Star Wars Rebels into hers, because she was with them all, Ahsoka. So I think they said Ezra's going to be there, Sabine, of course, and Admiral Thrawn. That's who she's looking for. And like I said, I'm psyched for it. So hopefully it all works out. I know Rosario Dawson came out on the thing when they were talking about Ahsoka. She came out with the live version of Chopper, which is their like R2-D2 on that one. And they had Chopper come out. So Chopper is also going to be in it as well. So I'm like, yay. And also Mandalorian Season 3. Are the one character from The Rise of Skywalker, the one that was like that turned C-3PO when he started reading all the stuff from the holocron, that was from the dark side. That little creature that hacked him so he can do it. He's gonna make his appearance in The Mandalorian. So he's gonna be like before he was over there. So that's where he's gonna be here. So he's gonna show up there. Let's see here. Also Wednesday, if you remember from the Addams Family. Wednesday, Christina Ricci is going to be starring in this one. I don't know if she's going to be playing Wednesday or if she's going to be playing something with it, but it's coming to Netflix. It's an animated series, so and she might be voicing the character. It's going to be following Wednesday. Also, the Willow series is coming out, I believe, in November. I need to go back and look at the Willow series is coming back, and I've also seen the trailer for it, so I'm actually pretty psyched to wait for Willow. Willow's pretty good. Also, in Star Wars news, I'm going to go back there a little bit. I was kind of waiting because I have some other news to go with it. excuse me. It's a Star Wars Jedi Survivor. This is going to be, seeing the trailer for it is good. I'm psyched. I can't wait for it. It's only going to be on the newer platform, so it's going to be on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. If y'all liked Star Wars Fallen Order, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, this is the second part of Cal Kestis's next challenge. This is the continuation from that one, so this is going to be great. I love it, you know, because that one, it's canon. It's canon to the movies and everything. So I just hope they were able to bring Cal into one of the shows and everything. And maybe he'll show up in Obi-Wan and we don't know. You know, because he's around that area, you know, he's kind of in that area a little bit. So hopefully you will get to see him in the Obi-Wan series, because that started like last week. Also, Sony announces that that they have some TV shows coming. They have one, Horizon, which is about, you know, Horizon Forbidden West and Horizon Zero Dawn, which I'm almost done with Forbidden West, so I'll give you the review on that one. Right now, I'm just telling you, 9 out of 10 right now. Excuse me. So, yeah, they got a TV show with that one, and then they also have God of War and Gran Turismo are going to be TV series for those three game TV series. Hopefully Sony comes out with, you know, like I said, the stories are good with God of War and Horizon. I don't know how Gran Turismo would be, but hopefully it'll come out good and it'll be a great TV shows to watch. And I don't know where they're going to put them on though. Going, like I said, back to Netflix or Disney Plus, excuse me. Kristen Ritter, she's going to return as Jessica Jones on a Marvel project. I don't know which one. I have a feeling she might be jumping into Daredevil, or she might be jumping into some of the other movies. We never know. But she's set to be there in one of the shows. So, you know, we got her Jessica Jones still coming back. And all we need now is Luke Cage. And I don't know if they're going to redo Iron Fist or what, but who knows? You know, some people might not want him back or not, but we might want to see the Defenders again, so who knows. Also, let's see here. Also, back on Disney Plus. Was that the big one? Nope, not yet. Also on Disney Plus, The Bad Batch, which I love that series. It was good. Season 2 is going to come back. It's going to also reveals Palpatine is making his return, as well as you figure, you know, we have all kinds of Jedi. It's going to feature a Wookiee Jedi in there too as well. So the Wookiees, we did have a Jedi, you know, I mean, hopefully it comes out pretty good. Like Shang-Chi 2 is in development. So I can hopefully get the story from part 1, you know, it ended on like all Marvel, so hopefully this is all coming together with the cosmic and everything. What Kevin Feige is doing, everything's coming together. Netflix, like I said, they're doing anime. Me and my brother used to went to the movie theater to watch this one called Spriggan, and now they're actually bringing Spriggan, an animated series or movie. I think it might be a movie, but it's not like the old one we saw. This is going to be new. The trailer for it looks badass, so I'm, like, looking forward to Spriggan. Let's see here. And then Tales of the Jedi is coming to Disney Plus this fall. These are animated shorts of the Jedi, so hopefully this is going to be pretty good, and hopefully they build some good stuff on it. Black Panther 2, Namor is going to have a new origin story on there. So Namor is going to be part of Black Panther 2. Different origin story than what we've seen in the comics. So hopefully, you know, like I said, it shouldn't be, you know, the first, it's the same director. He did a really good job, same writer. So hopefully this still will be pretty good. Damn, I figured the MIG one would be back by now, but I guess not. Excuse me. I'm trying to talk and I'm losing my breath because I'm talking too fast. And I'm always, you know, I have allergies kicking my ass. I'm like always congested. You know, I'll clear up and I'm like, yay. And then 2 seconds later, it comes right back. And I'm like, God dang it. And I just, my dumbass just doesn't take anything for it because I want my body to fight it and learn how to get rid of it. But I still end up being kind of thing. And the last bit of news that I have, just sorry, I kind of went on a little bit of tangent right there. Last bit of news is Sega is teasing a mini console, which looks like the Dreamcast. And I wonder how many games are going to be on that one. And then they're going to come out with that one. So who knows what's all going to be on that one right there, you know. Like I said, that was a lot of news that I gave y'all. I thought the MIG one would be back enough time to see it, to hear some of it, but obviously he did not make it in time. He figured he's got to eat a whole 12-course meal. So, like I said, as we talk and everything, and the movies that we... Or, you know, I had them watched that I can watch and everything that we always talk about for Memorial Day. That's why I wanted to make it special for this show. I don't think he had time to watch this one movie, but I watched this one called Memorial Day. If you have an Amazon Prime account, it's free on Amazon Prime. It's about this kid. He goes, and the actor, I forgot his name, I should look it up, my dumbass. You've seen him on iRobot with Will Smith. He was the doctor that killed himself. He was on Babe. He was the farm guy. So y'all kind of know who he is. He's a World War II vet, and his grandkids are there. Well, his, the oldest grandson finds his World War II case and brings it out to him. And he, you know, just tells him, hey, I don't want you to do it. I don't want you. You know, he tells him to put it up. And then he says, no, he wants to talk about it. And the grandfather tells him, fine, pick three items in there. And I'll talk to you about, you know, tell you about each one. And so he does. He picks one. And he, well, the MIG one won't show up, so all the anticipation for him to be here, he won't. So, like I said, you know, his grandson starts picking him, like he picks up a revolver, and he tells him the story, and the movie kind of does the flashback, and you see how the revolver that he has, you know, what happened in that situation. Which he picked the revolver, I think that was the second one. The first one was like a ticket or something. There was like a couple of things he picked, you know, the three things he picked and everything. And it had a good story to every one of them. And the things he collected is like, it was just memories that he had, you know. And his character was already like in bad health. He was already getting dementia. He didn't know what, like, he was like, oh, looking for lemonade. He was looking in the cabinet instead of the refrigerator. And like I said, It's kind of, you know, watching him, you know. But then, you know, it kind of goes back to with the grandson, because it does show the grandson when he's older, and he also went into the armed forces. I believe he was Army as well, or it could have been Marine. I was trying to remember that one. Anyway, because it was, I watched this like last week, you know, so I'm trying to remember everything. excuse me. And so he goes ahead and, you know, he does the same thing as his grandfather. He was collecting every tour he did, whatever. He picked up something that close to killing him or something that would remind him of certain things. Like, he had a friend that took his place to go out to stop these people, and then there was a suicide bomber that blew up everything, and he found the bottle of water his friend gave him, and he threw it, but he kept it, you know, to remind him of his friend, and so forth and so forth. I mean, it was, it's you see what they go through and what they use. And while the one guy was on tour, his grandfather did pass away, and it showed that part too, and, you know, how the mom and his grandmother found him. He died on the porch, just sitting there, but he had dementia, so he didn't even recognize. He goes, "Oh, thank you, ma'am," when she brought him the thing. She was like, "Oh my God, like, he doesn't recognize me." But the grandson, like I said, it's just touching on how it was, you know, just on how they told their stories. And you realize, if you talk to any World War II vets out there, any vets that are still around, or like I said, my grandfather, he was a World War II vet. They don't really talk about what happened over there. They're just there, but they'll talk about, like, if you mention some, they'll talk about some of the good times, whatever, but they won't tell you the bad, because there's a lot of bad. And like, the whole entire time, my grandfather that I've known him when he was, well, of course, when he was alive, he never once told me anything about the war. As far as I knew, I didn't know he was a World War II vet until later on, you know. But like I said, you know, if y'all have a chance, go ahead and check out Memorial Day. Memorial Day was a good movie. It's on Amazon Prime. I'd give it a 7 out of seven out of 10 on it. It's an average movie to me. It was still good. It didn't have a lot of action, but it was great story to it. Great storytelling. Next thing I saw was, I think it's A Company of Heroes. It's a documentary about how they did the HBO series Band of Brothers. And you got to know about the paratroopers and how paratroopers were introduced into the war. Like, oh, we got a new division of paratroopers. And it talks to a lot of the guys that were part of that group and everything. And they know, they talked about some of the guys that didn't come back. And, you know, everybody had, and back then, like, everybody had their names, but they also, everybody had, like, nicknames. And I even asked my mom and my dad, I said, did Grandpa ever say he had a nickname when he was in the Army? And they didn't know. Like I said, my grandfather really didn't talk much. So I don't know how the MiG-1 is, you know, if his grandfather said anything, or, like, if he had a nickname or, you know, being in the Army. But like I said, they all talked about it. It's funny, like, you know, back then, you know, $100 was a lot of money back then. And that's how much they paid the paratroopers. That, you know, there was $100 a month, and like, all of them raised their hand because they wanted to be part of that group. But, you know, it's so, it's because you're jumping in behind enemy lines, and there may be bombings and shooting on the way, so who knows if you make it down. One guy talked about on the thing that he pulled the chute, it didn't come out, he died on impact because, you know, his chute didn't deploy. Like I said, it's interesting. Like I said, I do recommend y'all check it out. Great documentary. I haven't never rated a documentary before, but that one's a really good one. You know, documentaries, I guess we treat them like a TV show or something like that. And but I would give it an 8 out of 10. You know, it's a good story. It's good, tells you good things about what happened in the war, and good and bad. Like when they were doing Band of Brothers, and so some of the actors, and you're just talking to the guy, he was acting, he was like, "Hey, I'm acting, I'm playing your character, I'm playing you in this show, and tell me about yourself." And the guy was to say a little bit about himself, but then talk about his buddy. They ended up calling the directors, "Hey, can you find his friend if he's still alive? I need to talk about him, so he can tell me about him." Because they would talk about other people, not themselves. So it was interesting how it was. I do recommend watching that one as well. Now, I wanted the MiG-1, he watched it, and I watched it, and I watched The Last Flag Flying. And that one gives you a good explanation on why the Army tells you what they tell you when you're your family member or your loved one that passed away or that died in war. Sometimes, you know, they don't tell you, like, oh, if it was a mistake or if something happened, that tell you they died a hero, which, you know, they all are heroes. And one guy, it has Lawrence Fishburne, Bryan Cranston, and Steve Carell. And Steve Carell, all three of them were in the same army group. And Steve Carell was their leader. And Bryan Cranston was a guy that didn't give a shit, and so was Lawrence Fishburne, but, you know, they're all older now. Lawrence Fishburne's a preacher. Steve Carell had a son that died, and that's where they were going. And he goes to Bryan Cranston, and they're heading to go pick up his son. And it shows them getting over there. Ends up they went to the wrong spot. They had to go to the airport to where they were dropping him off at because he was coming in from Afghanistan. And Bryan Cranston talks to the guy that was served with him, finds out the truth, and he says, you know, and finds out his son didn't die a hero. It died because of was in his turn. He took his friend's turn to go into the store and ends up, you know, dying of just some guy coming in to start killing, you know. And it really wasn't all heroic or anything. And then he gets mad, but then later on, you know, they're going and they want to stop and talk to one of the guys that was one of their group and tell his mom the truth on how he passed. And then when he gets there, Bryan Cranston, she was like, oh, he died. He saved you, all right? He was the one that saved you. And Bryan Cranston goes, well, I want to tell you how he died. You know, didn't want to tell the truth, but he realized, he's like, no, because the whole family sees him as a hero. And like I said, they're all heroes. Even though they go over there, they're all heroes. You know, I don't care what y'all say. It's like, if they die, they're heroes because you didn't, you know, none of y'all took y'all's guts to go out there to take a bullet like they do. Or, like, you know, defend our country. They're all heroes. And so, yeah, that's what happened. And he sat there and he goes, yeah, but, you know, yes, ma'am, he saved us. He kept it, and that's what the whole story's kind of about and everything. And it's interesting on how they get each other. This kind of, you know, the way it goes and everything. So, I mean, I do recommend to watch it. It's a really good movie. That one I give a good 7.5. 7.5 out of 10. I want to give it an 8, but like I said, 7.5. It's like that. It's still good, average, a little above average right there. So, like I said, I recommend y'all watch that movie. It's really good. Like I said, I watched both Midways. I watched the original and the new one. And like I said, they both hold water. They're both good. You know, I mean, of course, you have a little bit better, different graphics and everything, all from the new one. A little bit different story than what the other one was. But it's still us beating the Japanese at Midway and keeping Midway as our base. But like I said, it's a good movie. We did the review for Midway before. Like I said, we did good. I forgot what I gave it. I think I gave it an 8 or a 9. Like I said, it's really good. Last movie I want to go ahead and talk to y'all about. Like, I went and watched Top Gun Maverick. And oh my God. If y'all like the first one, you're going to love the second one. And it starts off, you find out that he's more of a test pilot now. And then they send him back to Top Gun so he can be an instructor again. Because he didn't wash out being an instructor. It wasn't his thing. But now he's got to go back because there's like this dangerous mission. I forgot his name that plays the actor. The actor that plays Goose's son. They put the mustache on. I was like, damn, he does look like, you know, Goose from the first one. And he was the one that played Mr. Fantastic on the new Fantastic Four one, the one that didn't do too well. So, yeah. He did a good job. He was doing good. Like, and Tom Cruise and everything. And like you said, when you watch him flying the planes and everything, the way they filmed it, you feel the G-forces. You don't even have to be in the plane. You just feel it. You just see how they filmed it. And you watch on how he dogfights them in the training and everything. He's kicking their ass. And then he proves to them that the mission that they're going to do, they can do it. And they can come home. And He showed them how to do it because they were all trying and they could never do it, never do it. He goes in and he does the whole thing and he shows them how to do it. That you, yes, you can. Which kind of gives them that boost and they go do the whole thing. And then they do kind of introduce the whole towards the end, you know. They bring the old F because I think they're in F-18s, the newer planes. And there's the fifth generation bad guys that are in that one that are better, which they did maneuvers. I was like, what the hell was that? And the plane recovered and still they were fighting and everything. But they were fighting in an F-14. An F-14 Tomcat. They brought back the old relic and they brought it in. And they were showing them fighting this thing and everything. And it was Tom Cruise piloting and Goose's son in the back. You know, it's like, you know, it was kind of cliche. It did say, talk to me, Goose. You know, you see this, is, talk to me, Goose. He always does it. Then all of a sudden you see the guy in the back, talk to me, Dad. Talk to me, Dad. I was like, what the? It's kind of cool. They brought back Val Kilmer as Iceman. I thought he was just going to be a picture in the movie. Because he's the one that recommended Maverick to come back to teach. And it was just a picture. I was like, oh, okay, they just introduced him as a picture. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, dang. I was like, well, that's how they're bringing him in. Because Tom Cruise really wanted Val Kilmer in the movie. And then later on, as they're going, he's text messaging him. And I was like, oh, because on the phone it says Ice. So he's like text messaging him the whole time and everything. Well, as y'all know, Val Kilmer has throat cancer. And I think they've already taken out his vocal cords and they put in a machine so he can talk a little bit. Well, in the movie, they utilize it. They said he has throat cancer as he was there. And so when Tom Cruise shows up there, he's typing on the computer so he can read. And tells Tom Cruise, you know, it's like, you need to let it go. Everything between, because with Goose's son and Maverick, they have a beef with each other about Maverick pulled his papers, so he made his career short. It took him a while to get his career going in the Navy as a pilot. And he was pissed at him. He didn't know why, because before his mother passed away, which that's when Meg Ryan wasn't in it, and before his dad passed away, before his mother passed, she told Maverick, promised that not to go into the Navy, but he did what he could, but he still got into the Navy. And Maverick was like his father figure, you know, so he was basically just like him, if you think about it. And so, going back with Val Kilmer, he's all asking him, and he's telling him to let it go, you know, you don't need to let it go, let bygones be bygones and go. And then he goes, I don't know. And then he goes, what do you really want to talk about? And he wants to talk about how the training's going, you know. And he goes, well, what do you want to talk about? And he points at the screen again. He goes, I don't want to talk about that. And he goes, well, let's talk about something. What do you want to talk about? He points at the screen again. And he's like, oh. So he starts talking about the whole thing, you know, what's going on. This mission's going to be hard. He goes, anybody that knows how to prove it, you can do it. And he's like, okay. And then it shows Val Kilmer and he stands up and he does have like two or three lines that he talks. And he talks and they give a hug and everything. And they're all sitting there. And I think this was improv'd at this point because the way they get there and they're hugging, and then he goes, I have one more question. And the way he talks, you know, he's just like, I have one more question. Who's the better pilot, me or you? And he goes, and that's when Douglas just, we don't want to spoil the moment right now, all right? And they just laugh, and I'm just looking at that. I was like, I bet you that was improv right there. So I thought that was very interesting on how they did that. I was like, wow, that was pretty good. But later on, you find out that Val Kilmer's character does pass away in the movie, so of the cancers. So like I said, don't be surprised if you see Val Kilmer. They show later on that he passed away, and y'all know why now. He does have throat cancer right now. It's in remission. He's a cancer survivor. So if it does come back, you know, that'd be sad, you know, but like I said, he's still up and kicking. And he's still there. And like I said, him in the movie was very good. And like I said, the whole movie was really great and everything. There's a lot of plot holes because, you know, you have Jennifer Connelly shows in as a love interest. And you don't know about that story because that happened between the beginning of the movie and the end of the first one. So you don't know about them, but you kind of have an idea. And so, all in all, like I said, I was enjoying the movie. I was watching it and everything. I'm going to give it a good, strong 7.75. I want to give it an 8. Let's say I'm going to give it an 8 because I enjoyed it that much. I would see it again. It was that good. I'm going to give it an 8. As a military person, from one other person that saw it as a military person, he was like, oh my God. As a fan of the movie, as a non-military person, that movie was great. Like I said, I recommend y'all go watch that movie. It's a really good movie. It was so many years in the making. And it's like I said, it was good. I do recommend everybody go check out that movie. Like I said, MiG-1, I guess, yeah, he got caught up. And so he's not going to be able to make it. I think I said that earlier. So I gave you all the reviews. I gave you a lot of news. And hopefully it'll be all right. Looks like I got maybe an hour of a show for you. Yeah, just about an hour or so. Other than that, like I said, all y'all, everybody out there, you know, do good. Sorry, I'm trying to breathe correctly. And like I said, I'm getting really stuffed. But like I said, for, you know, this is a memorial one. And for all of our veterans out there, you know, just gonna play this for y'all. As, you know, the MiG-1 and me was like, this is the MiG-1 and I'm Rick the Rizzo. We out. We'll leave it at this. Well, hold on. As you can see, I got all the hate when you're trying to find something. This is for our veterans that passed. All of us here at Critical Thinking Podcast, we show our respects to all of our fallen veterans that are all out there, that are out there and everything. All of our fallen veterans that are out there, and we all pay our respects to all y'all for serving our country proud. And y'all will not be forgotten. Thank you.
Well, you know what, guys? That's a hell of a show. And if you really love listening to us, you can catch us everywhere. You can catch us on our radio stations, Beyond the Dawn Radio. You can catch us on WBLZ Media / Iconic Radio. You can catch us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and Anchor. We're everywhere, peeps. So I'm the Majesticus.
I'm Rick. We out.
Thank you for joining us, thinking shit through one podcast at a time.